There wasn't any disagreement among the Boulder County commissioners. All three would like to keep a moratorium in place against oil and gas drilling, or better yet, ban it to prevent fracking. But they've watched as nearby cities like Longmont and Fort Collins have tried to do just that, only to get shot down by the Colorado Supreme Court after spending lots of money to defend their position. There was no public hearing at yesterday's meeting, but that did not stop one audience member from shouting out that the public wants fracking stopped, not regulated. Commissioner Elise Jones responded by saying, Boulder County is not in charge of its own destiny when it comes to oil and gas drilling.
Many of you have said, and indeed you just did, why don't you just extend Boulder County's moratorium on new drilling? And I'll be honest, that would be the easy thing to do. It would take the political heat off of us. If we could just say, hey, we tried, we went down swinging. And it's certainly tempting to do that. But it would also be disingenuous. And that's because extending the moratorium is not going to provide any real protection. It wouldn't keep new wells out of Boulder County. It's not going to buy us the time we need for those public health studies to be completed. It would make us feel good for a couple of weeks before the Supreme Court struck it down, just like they did in Fort Collins last May. And I would extend the moratorium in a heartbeat if I thought it would help. But I just can't sit up here and pretend it would be anything but temporarily symbolic. We don't have the full authority to decide what's best for our county, what's best for our residents, what's best for our environment, or a local economy. We have some authority, and we used it to write the strongest possible regulations we could. But it's not all the authority we want or need.
That lack of authority is already being challenged by Crestone Peak Resources, a company that turned in an application last month to drill 216 wells on 12 acres in East Boulder County. When the moratorium expires in 5 days on May 1st, that application will have to be reviewed under the rules of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. Commissioner Cindy Domenico said the issue of fracking needs to be resolved south of Boulder.
If you really want to make change, we have to go down to the state capitol and we have to work with our legislators and help our General Assembly arrive at a place where they can revise the COGCC Act and make it something that really reflects the values that we hold as citizens of the state of Colorado. We do not have the authority, the regulatory ability to control these industrial processes. These are industrial processes. In any other arena under our land use code, we would be able to manage and have authority over the actions that are taken there. We do not have that over oil and gas. That needs to change.
Commissioner Deb Gardner also suggested the ballot box may be the only way Boulder County can change decisions about oil and gas drilling on its lands.
I think we really have an ability here in Boulder County to do a lot of good work to push forward initiatives that will happen all around the country. But we haven't been able to change the state legislature or change the governorship in a way that's been creates a positive environment for real change at the state level. And so in 2018, we really need to be starting that in 2017. Many people have announced for running for governor. We need to be quizzing them and really pushing them on this issue and knowing we have a governor in place that would sign those laws. And I don't think we do today. And so we need to be sure that whoever gets elected would be a governor that would sign those laws once we get them in place.
At the meeting, county staff explained many initiatives that will be undertaken to address oil and gas drilling, including a plan to extensively monitor groundwater. But those efforts do not satisfy at least one citizens group. Boulder County Protectors passed out flyers after the hearing about two emergency meetings they have scheduled for next week. Kristen McLean has organized those events.
They say that their hands are tied. They say that we should stop protesting here and we should stop contacting them about banning fracking and that we should take our efforts to the state. And we feel that that is not correct, that we do have the authority by our constitutional rights to have local authority to ban fracking. We're actually having two emergency meetings coming up to talk about our approach to banning fracking through community rights. And we're having those meetings on Tuesday, May the 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Unity Church in Boulder. And also on Thursday, May the 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at East Simpson Coffee Shop in Lafayette. And one of the things that we are going to be discussing is the Climate Bill of Rights.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.